This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Hurricane Wilma struck the southwest coast of Florida this morning. It was a Category 3 hurricane as it came ashore, with winds of about 125 miles per hour. More than half of Florida's population is under some kind of storm warning. Tens of thousands of people are waiting out the storm in shelters. The heart of the action and the concern is in the area around Naples and Fort Myers, Florida. And NPR's Philip Davis is in Fort Myers. What's the situation there?
The situation is the eye of the storm is passing over the area right now. I'm looking out my hotel right now, and wind and rain is very heavy. The wind is coming in horizontal sheets. There's lots of downed branches. Palm trees are bending over at a pretty good angle. But the sun is starting to come up, and the storm is moving at about 20 miles an hour to the northeast. And so they're hoping that the worst of it will be over in a couple hours.
Power's been out for a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, I'm sitting here. The sun, it's getting light out now, but the power has been out here in Fort Myers since about 4:30, 5 o'clock. A lot of communities from Fort Myers all the way down to Naples, Marco Island, have lost power. Florida Power and Light estimates probably about a couple hundred thousand people are without power now, and there's a potential that up to 2 million people may be affected as Wilma moves across the state.
Well, while your batteries last, Philip, what are emergency officials most worried about there?
Emergency officials, at first they were worried about the storm surge, but it seems as if that is not going to be as bad as once feared. Now the main goal is to restore power, and they're also trying to tell people to remain in their homes, in their shelters, as the eye passes over, because this is such a large eye, there will be a period of perhaps more than an hour where things look very, very calm, but that is just sort of the calm before the back end of the eye passes over. And they want to make sure that people stay inside and don't get caught as the second half of the storm passes over.
The sound that we hear faintly behind you, Philip, seems to have changed slightly. Did the wind or the rain just change?
Yeah, the wind and the rain is coming. We're getting gusts here, 50, 60 miles an hour. It's not quite as bad as it is down in Marco, but it is still pretty intense right now.
Now you're in an area where there has been a great deal of development over the last many years, really. How does that affect the possibility of damage from this storm?
Well, it's interesting. It's one of the fastest growing areas in the state. And a lot of the new construction, especially post-Hurricane Andrew, is pretty hurricane proof. A lot of businesses already have storm shutter built in, and they are ready for this. On the other hand, there's a lot of people who are here just a few months out of the year for vacations, and they live in manufactured housing or even in mobile homes. There's still a lot of mobile homes in the Punta Gorda area, in Everglades City. Those are still very vulnerable right now, especially in places like Everglades City that's only a couple of feet above sea level.
Did everybody who needed to evacuate get a chance to?
Well, that was the one good thing about Hurricane Wilma. This is a storm that gave plenty of warning. There were days and days and days in which authorities were telling people to evacuate, if at all possible, starting as early as last Wednesday in the Keys. And I think at this point, they estimate that up to 90% of the people in Marco Island have evacuated. I think most of the people who wanted to evacuate and could evacuate have done so. And people who are east of the storm surge area are hunkered down and just waiting for the storm to pass.
NPR's Philip Davis is hunkered down. Philip, thanks very much.
Thanks a lot. Talk to you later.